Welcome, and welcome back to Tales from the Office. I'm Jeff Brandler. Tales from the Office deals with issues that I see in my psychotherapy practice in New Jersey. On today's show, we will examine how technology is ruining your relationship. You know that phone that's always at your dinner table? That portable device that has you checking Facebook every 5 minutes to see the latest post? Or scanning Instagram to see how cute your friend's dog is? Yes, you know who you are. The obvious problem with all of this is that no one talks to each other anymore. When partner A is looking at Facebook or fantasy football and not talking to partner B, what is partner B doing? How are they feeling? Do we know? Do we want to know? Do we care? We're going to talk about phones and relationships, and most importantly, how to change this. And yes, there will be some music. Okay, let's get started. Telephones and relationships have always had a love affair. We see phones and relationships in many songs. Here are some clips from over the last 40 years. In this 1976 clip, Telephone, by the Electric Light Orchestra, the writer wants his lover to pick up the telephone. Blondie, in 1978, is hanging on the telephone for her person to talk to. Lady Gaga, in 2009, is too busy to talk to her lover at the club.
Hello, hello, baby, you called, I can't hear a thing. I have got no service in the club, you say, you say. What did you say? Oh, you're breaking up on me. Sorry, I cannot hear you, I'm kind of busy.
And Drake, most recently in 2015, is on his cell phone waiting to talk to his person.
You used to call me on my cell phone late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone night when you need my love.
Songs like all of these have show how technology has changed over time over the last 40 years and how we have these relationships with our telephones, whether corded, cell, or any other type of mobile device. But lately, smartphones, which may be smart in terms of connecting us with the fast-paced world we live in, are actually not so smart with our relationships. Have you seen a couple out to dinner with their phones? No, that was not a mistake. They are out to dinner with their phones. The husband has his phone. The wife has her phone. They are both looking at them, but not each other. They do not make eye contact with anything else but the phone. They do not speak to one another. Any nonverbal communication, laughter, smiling, goes towards the phone, not the person. They don't even share that smile or laugh or the anecdote. They just keep on eating and glancing. The couple leaves the restaurant. I guess they enjoyed their meal. Does anyone notice how sad this is? The cell phone is the lover in this triangle between the couple. It is a piece of 4-ounce plastic that is dominating this couple's dinner experience. These people don't or can't talk to one another because their mistress is way more interesting than their partner. This is becoming the norm, not the exception. We are having affairs with our phones. According to research, approximately 17% of all divorces are caused by infidelity. I wonder what the percentage is for the 4-ounce devil made by Apple or Samsung. Try this example on. Bob is working on his fantasy football team for the weekend on his iPhone. His wife Mary sits near him quietly. Bob and the iPhone clearly have an advantage. Is Bob going to talk to Mary about his fantasy picks? Will she care about what he says? Will Bob continue on in an obsessive-compulsive way, staring and communicating with the iPhone? You might ask, what is Mary doing while Bob is doing fantasy football? Is she connecting with others in a social medium? Who are the people? Is it an old boyfriend from high school that she hasn't talked to in a while? Rich, the old boyfriend, seems way more interesting in Mary than Bob does. If Bob is in love with his fantasy football team, will Mary and Rich rekindle their relationship? Any guesses from the audience? When will either Bob or Mary notice that there's something wrong? A cliffhanger before the break. When we come back, how to improve the quality of relationship with your partner and your phone. Back from the break. Now let's talk about ways to improve your relationships. Here are 5 suggestions for you. Number 1, don't pick up the phone. In the Pink Floyd clip, the person keeps hanging up. Yes, don't pick it up. Find settings in your phone or get an app that allows you to be unavailable. Most of us are just not that important that we have to be on call 24/7. I apologize to the EMTs, ER personnel, and other 24/7 people. For the rest of us, we need a do not disturb time. Set those hours, whatever they may be. Make time with your family or your partner. Number 2, phone-free dinners. When you come home from work, place your phone in a bedroom, put it in the drawer, put the ringer on. 3 steps. Bedroom, drawer, ringer off. Give you and other family members your undivided attention. At restaurants, keep phones in purses, pockets, jackets, or in the most unlikely place of all, in the car. Little story for you about phones in the car. Recently, I went to ShopRite to do my regular grocery shopping. And once I got into the store, I made this startling discovery. It was over in the produce section. after I'd loaded my cart with great produce. I didn't have my phone. It was in the car. A wave of panic went over me as I said, oh, what am I going to do? My phone's in the car. What can I do? I have produce in the cart. If I leave my cart, someone will move it. If I try to hide it, that won't work. If I just run out the door, I have to start all over again. This is terrible. This is awful. What could I possibly do? Reason came back and I said, I'll just shop without my phone. And a funny thing happened. It was refreshingly relaxed. I wasn't checking my phone every aisle. I wasn't seeing what was going on and had accepted the fact that I was just going to shop without it. I went through the checkout. Yes, there was a line. I didn't have my favorite toy to distract me to get through the line. But, you know, I lived through that too. When I got back to the car, the phone was there. And, you know, there were no crises from clients. There were no crises from family members. And the world was still standing. Amazing what you can do when you leave your phone in the car. Number three, communicate specific needs that you have about your phone. For example, if you have a fantasy football draft coming up, or if you have a conversation where you really have to work on your weekend plans, say there's a streaming concert you want to listen to, or say there's a press conference going on, political thing, or other thing that is going to be on live, communicate those needs. For example, from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock, I'm going to be working on my fantasy football picks for the weekend. If you've had a phone-free dinner, this should work out pretty good because you're balancing your needs with your family needs. Number four, use text messages as the communication device it was designed for. Immediate communication. For example, get milk, running late, appointment confirmations, etc. Do not use it as a primary mechanism for deep, meaningful conversations. They always lead to conflict. Because texting is a two-dimensional medium, you can't read nonverbals, nor can you read tone, inflection, emphasis, etc., etc. I can't tell you how many couples I've seen in my office who said, we got into a terrible argument via text. Don't have meaningful conversations via text message. And number five, wait. Wait. Pause. Stop. Rather than react to something that just happened. We can take a page from the weight loss people here, who say that if you really want that piece of chocolate, wait 30 minutes and then drink some water. This gives you a chance to think through how important that chocolate really is. If you delay your immediate gratification need on your phone, you might miss that Yankee home run in the fifth inning. But I suspect this won't be a tragedy. That's why there are highlight shows. Besides, you can do an awful lot of good relationship stuff in that 30 minutes, which will probably be way more important than the home run. If you follow these five suggestions, you will be more connected to the people who matter and less connected to your 4-ounce piece of plastic. It's funny. We upgrade our devices every couple of years, but you really don't want to use that approach in your relationships. It's up to you, your phone, and its upgrade status, or the stability of a relationship. Seems like a simple choice to me. If you have comments or questions about today's show, contact me via my website, www.changeispossible.org. Thanks for listening. See you soon. Remember, change is possible.